Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
All right, so today we've got a lot of box office talk going on. We're going to talk a little bit about the weekend box office success for Wonka. Then we're going to talk a little bit about the annual box office. And we're going to talk about how this might be the worst year for comic book movies ever. And not just in like money made or not made, but you'll see. Let's get into it. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Daily Cup of Genre here on the Genreverse YouTube channel and Genreverse Podcast Network, available on all of your favorite podcast apps such as like Apple and Spotify. You do pretty good on Apple. Leave us a thumbs up, or you know, not a thumbs up, rate us right there with the stars. And same thing over on Spotify and all your apps. Interact, leave a comment, let us know what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong. Check out the Genreverse on YouTube if you're not watching us on YouTube. If you're into more than just the podcast that cover everything in entertainment, we have our anime reactions, do trailer reactions, and so much more. Even do some live streaming. Like the other day, I actually streamed myself editing a reaction, gaming streams, and whatnot. And of course, LRMonline.com every day for all entertainment news, needs, opinions, celebrity interviews from the LRM YouTube channel, and more. Yeah, guys, we got a week and oh, I'm Kyle, by the way. Name's on the screen. I've been doing this show. It used to be called LR Mornings back when it was on LRM's podcast and YouTube channel. And I forget to introduce myself. I used to do it with Manny, Daily Cog with Manny, and I would introduce us both. But when it's just me, it's like, you should know who I am now. but I'm Kyle, and, yeah, we've got a week until Christmas. We like to watch, you know, the classics, the Santa Claus, Muppets, Christmas Carol, Christmas Vacation, but also what we really enjoy is going through and watching all the television shows, our favorite sitcoms or animated series and watch their Christmas episodes. And but yeah, let me know what some of your guys' favorite Christmas things are down in the comments, because I want to do a little like Christmas, not like review, but more of a Christmas discussion later on in the week when we get close to it. Speaking of later in the week, I made four last week. Can I make five this week? I made four in a row. It wasn't like I had a break. Let's do a quick round. LRMonline.com for all of your entertainment news, needs, and opinions. Makoto Shinkai's Suzume is coming to Blu-ray next year, March. This is a good movie. We actually did a review. If you're on LRM Online, you can catch our review. It's here on the Genreverse YouTube channel. Good movie. Beautiful movie. It's not Weathering With You or Your Name, which is not bad. This is like, you know, hey man, I had the world's greatest hamburger, the world's greatest slice of pizza, and the world's greatest steak, and you happen to like steak and pizza more than you like burgers, but you still like burgers, and it was a really good burger. It's kind of like that, right? Third place out of three great things. But yeah, it's coming March 24th. You guys can find all the details here. There's going to be a special edition with all sorts of extras, including some of the things if you're watching us on YouTube, you can see here, like the art cards and notes. Also around LRM Online, you guys can find Barside Buzz, which is kind of like our rumor filter that Cam Clark usually does. Daredevil and Spider-Man 4. Will there even actually be a Spider-Man 4? If you watch my box office talk later on, you'll start to wonder if. No, I'm joking. They're going to do one. Look, man, I loved the Netflix Daredevil stuff. I'm not sure after She-Hulk, which I know is its own thing, and she kind of erased everything, but not really. I'm worried. Echo is rated M. Daredevil's gonna have a bit part in it somewhere, and that's allegedly what we might be able to expect from the upcoming Daredevil show. But regardless of that, I'm so burned out on MCU that it'll take a lot to get me back into it, a lot, and I just don't know if Marvel can do it. But you can read about this rumor and more, like I said, lrmonline.com. Why do I do that? Man, I've been working with this website now for since 2018 is when I started, August of 2018. So it's been a while. It's been five years, right? Yeah. Going into six next year. And it's a great website, and we are always looking for writers. I don't know if the writers wanted is there on the front page right now, but you can email Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L at lrmonline.com. And as you can see, we people write about anything and everything they want. There it is. So if you're interested in writing for the website, anime, movies, tabletop gaming, RPGs, whatever you want to write about, let us know. Write Michael, and we'll see what we can work out. So now we get into the fun stuff. What's the fun stuff, Kyle? The fun stuff is weekend box office. I don't know why I try to make it exciting. It's really, really not. This is just me nerding out over business stuff. I love business. It's the American way. 5 points for that reference. Or is it the British way? Even though, never mind. Not getting into it. Wonka came out. Very, very, very classic story. People have known and loved Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, not the movie, the book for what seems like eons, right? Decades. And of course, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, the movie being a beloved film, multi-generational, cross-generational, pan-generational, whatever you want to say. It is an all-ages, all-time affair. The brilliant Gene Wilder made the role of Wonka essentially untouchable. Johnny Depp gave his try with it many years ago in the 2000 somethings. I don't even remember. When did that one come out? I don't remember. Anyways, and it was more faithful to the books, so to speak, and it didn't hit very well because you just... You cannot compare to Wilder. Wilder was just 2005 for Depp's version of the film. Wilder is just, his portrayal is untouchable. That being said, Wonka brought in a allegedly surprising $39 million. It was predicted to have less than that, so that is good and surprising, but it's still incredibly low. Timothy Chalamet leading this, you know, he's hot off of several projects, including Dune, got Dune 2, PR, but Dune 2 advertising is in full effect. He's making, you're seeing the trailers and stuff like that. But you know, he's got to compare to Gene Wilder's Wonka, and seems like it was okay. I mean, are we going to get to the point to where we lower our expectations now? And these movies aren't surprising when they only make $40, $50 million. I hope not. That's going to be rough for the theaters. This whole year is going to be rough for the theaters. Hunger Games continues to be a surprising juggernaut. And by that, I don't mean that it makes a lot of money, but that it is hanging on and is doing well enough to warrant sticking in. It's made $145 million so far in the domestic box office and is sitting close to $300 million worldwide. So bravo for them. Boy and the Heron, that is the Miyazaki film. We were just talking about Shinkai just a minute ago with Suzume. Good for it. Glad to see it's doing well. it'll probably go up for some awards if it hasn't already. Godzilla Minus One, Trolls Band Together, rounding out the top five with Wish, Christmas with the Chosen, Holy Night, Napoleon, the Beyonce concert film, and Poor Things rounding out the top 10. It was a weak weekend box office at $76 million. Sucks, man. It's rough when you start looking at how that plays into the annual numbers. Where I've
ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health, or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Got right here. You know, I had shown you back where they had predictions of this being like as high as like 12 billion months and months and months ago. And it's just dwindled the prediction for what we'll end up with at the end of the year. Right now, they're sitting at about $9.1 billion, and I don't think we're gonna get that. You've only got 2 weeks left, essentially, and you've got Aquaman as your next big one, and it's not tracking very well. You know, Aquaman. Hell, you even had Jason Momoa come out the other day and say, in regards to his future as Aquaman, it doesn't look good, you know? And there's already been rumors he could come back as Lobo. Lobo's a character he's wanted to play for a while. So even though it doesn't look good for Aquaman, which back in November was tracking 40 to 50 million. I think I've seen other tracking 35 to 45. Point being, I don't think this gets us to 9.91. I don't think Aquaman gets us to 9.1. Even with two weekends, I don't think it gets us to 9.1. We're going to end between 8.5 and 9, like I said, weeks ago. I don't remember exactly when, before I stupidly was like, man, it'll be closer to 9, maybe 9. And no, I'm thinking it's probably going to be in that like 8.6. We're sitting at 8.4 right now, 8.4. 8.6, maybe 8.7 at the most. Yeah, we'll say 8.7 at the most, right in between that 8.5 and 9. Which is better than what we had last year. You know, last year 7.4, so we'll break it by over a billion, which is nice. That's a nice little increase. If we didn't have the movies we had this year, I was trying to do a rough count of the comic book movies that we had. I counted out like eight of them, including animated comic book movies such as Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, which is the top money-making comic book movie for the year. And that's not a slight that it's like kind of shocking because it's animated. It's kind of shocking because of everything else that we had. Spider-Verse, the first one, was well-loved. Didn't make a lot of money in theaters, but was very well loved, and this one did loads better. As I forget how to drink, I'm sorry about that. Anyways, followed by Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 3, which did not bring in $1 billion itself. Neither did Across the Spider-Verse. Guardians brought in 845. I was going to say 834, but I was a little off. I had seen it not too long ago. Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania, 214. And these are domestic numbers I'm going to stick with from here on out. Ninja Turtles at 118, down at number 21. The Flash, 108. The Marvels, 84. Blue Beetles, 72. Shazam, Fury of the Gods, 57 million. Isn't that crazy? So all these movies combined, man, a few years ago, without the drama we've had with DC, without the oversaturation of Marvel, especially with poor Marvel, which comes from the fact that they were just trying to pump out too much. If this was like 2019, especially even, I think this would be a huge year, man. That's a lot of comic book movies, you know? And if they hadn't all come with controversies, some of it warranted, some of it maybe not, this would be a huge year, man. But instead, this is the year I think we saw the comic book movie fatigue hit. Next year is going to be awful. Awful. We're only getting, okay, there's going to be there's a couple of DC things coming out, isn't there? No, maybe not. I don't remember. But on Marvel's side, the only thing we're getting MCU that's not a series is Deadpool, which I've got issues with because I don't like the Fox men to begin with, and I don't care to even watch Deadpool kill them. Like, this being Deadpool kills the Marvel universe, so to speak, I don't care if he's just going to be killing a bunch of Fox men. It's... I was hashtag give the rights back to Marvel for Sony and Fox for a reason. And it wasn't just to see Marvel use those same versions of the characters. It was wanting new ones. I'm fine with Deadpool crossing over because he was already kind of separate, minus some nudge, nudge, wink, wink jokes in the films. But we're getting that, and then we're getting Venom 3, allegedly, Kraven and Madame Web. And Madame Web looks like it cannot decide on whether it is a 2003 movie, and I don't mean set in the 2000s, which I think it is. I think it's set in the past a bit because you're dealing with young Ben and May, and they're connected into whatever. Kraven looks bad. Venom 3. I cannot believe the people that have helped that movie franchise make money. I seriously blame you guys for everything Sony's done since. Because they were like, oh man, they actually liked Venom. We do good. Yay, we do good. Amy Pascal and company. My God. That's it for Marvel. It's going to be a rough year. And while I said, you know, like, look, some of the movies made money this year, which is great. It's not what it needs to be. I think we're getting Joker next year for DC. And that might be it for DC. Yeah. That's next year's comic book movie year. So while this year might be one of the worst years money wise, in a long, long time, next year might be one of the worst years movie wise since Batman Forever, Batman and Robin. That one, Batman and Robin, was the last one, right? Of those, the Schumacher films. Yeah. It's rough. The only thing I can say is less content, but better content, and people gotta be willing to go support the content that they do want to support with their wallets when they can. Don't take your bread and milk money, your gas money, your rent money, or mortgage money to go see a movie. But you know what I'm getting at. Hopefully next year will be better somehow. I don't see how. Like, when it comes to next year's box office, one MCU, I mean, look at how paltry the box office is relatively this year with multiple MCU and DC movies. Imagine you next year where you're getting no, like, interconnected DC films. Will Joker pull a $1 billion worldwide? Joker 2 pull $1 billion worldwide, especially when you're looking at a new Batman popping up shortly after and a continuation of the Batman, who introduced their own Joker. I don't know, guys. It's all sorts of confusing, but hey, everything's connected in a multiverse, right? Well, the genreverse has its own multiverse. It's all of the videos, all of the shows that we do. Daily Cog, Breaking Geek Radio will be back with a new name and format sometime in the new year. The Cantina, anime reactions, and more. Of course, all of that available in your favorite podcast apps, except for the reaction. Because, you know, those really require videos. And, of course, LRMonline.com for all the write-ups. Don't forget, if you want to be a writer or just want to try your hand at it, build up a portfolio, so to speak, Michael@LRMonline.com. That's going to do it for me, guys. Thanks so much for listening today, and I will hopefully see you tomorrow.